have a difficult person in your life, maybe a few. Jesus did. Even his inner circle, his disciples, could be really difficult at times. Moses had a whole nation to drag around and a lot of difficult, complaining, whining people that he had to deal with. And Stephen reminded me about King David. I mean, he had a family that was a pain in the neck and beyond. And so let's just be honest. If you're alive and you're breathing, you're going to have somebody in your life that that's difficult. And if you're being really, really honest with yourself, you may be on someone's list for being difficult in their life. And so the question is, how in the world do we deal with these difficult people that we love, but sometimes can be irritating and difficult to get along with in the workplace and the family and so on? And sometimes it can be extremely painful. And we're going to start with one of those callers in a moment. I'll tell you what I'd like to do. By the way, I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen. We're Intentional Living. We're here in our Intentional Living studio on a hot summer day in Tucson today, about 110, I think it's going to be, something like that. But nice air conditioning inside, so I think I'll stay here. But we're going to talk about difficult people. Got a lot of content, got verses we're going to get to. And here's the deal. By the end of our half hour, I want to unpack some really practical, powerful, intentional living principles and practices that you can follow that'll help you with a difficult person in your life. And I just pray that it's not as difficult as this first one that you're going to hear. You can join us. Maybe tell us your question or tell us one thing you're doing to love and be intentional with that difficult person in your life. 888-888-1717. And I pray it's not as difficult as Niola's.
I am at an age where, 41 years old, I just cannot take my mother's abuse anymore. And I was brought up in the church and scripturally. And one of the things that antagonizes my spirit is that I'm supposed to honor a mother who is awful to me. Awful beyond expression. She has stolen from me. She has gotten in trouble a million times. I've had to bail her out of jail. I've had to go to court with her, facing serious prison time. She's been homeless due to gambling. I've invited her in my home, and she just disrespected it, and it has not stopped. And I'm to the point where I don't have any respect for her. I find myself not even praying for her anymore. And I was told to love your enemy as you loved yourself. And my own mother is my enemy. And honor your mother and father, so your days shall be long upon this earth. How do I honor a mother who is so hateful, jealous-hearted, envious, evil, lies, steals, abuses mentally, emotionally, financially? I can't do it anymore. And I don't know if I can even pray for her anymore. I am exhausted. I don't want her in my life at all. And that troubles my spirit. Mm.
We call that emotional ooze. Did you hear how Niola started kind of quietly and you could feel the building of almost Mount St. Helens kind of emotion in terms of that relationship? Now, that's an extreme. I want to talk about that in a moment. That set off maybe a nerve in some of you listening today, because you may have someone in your life, not to that extreme, but just someone that's difficult, and you want to know how to deal with this. Like she said, you know, the Bible says we're to honor our parents, we're to honor people. How do we do that? A couple of things, and then we're going to get to more calls. I want you to join me. And here's what I'd like to know. What have you learned? What have you discovered? One thing that's helping you, perhaps, in how you love and deal with the people in your life who may be difficult or irregular, as some call them, irregular. 888-888-1717. Let me get a couple verses out here that I think will set a tone for us. You know, we see the verse in Romans chapter 12 where the Apostle Paul says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. That's a powerful verse. Paul, in his wisdom, sharing that in Scripture, reminds us there are times that it's not possible. There are times, no matter what you do, who you are, how loving you are. You're dealing with an irregular, difficult person that has some issues in their own life that are so painful, so difficult, that you're not going to be the one to heal them or fix it. But you're still commanded, what does it say, to honor them. And then you have Jesus who's challenged on, Lord, he's challenged. How many times should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times? Seven's a big number for the Jews, right? This was a number of completion. And Jesus shoots back, no, 70 times seven. He ups the ante, as it were. He says 490, and he didn't mean 490. He meant it's limitless. That's what he's saying. Wow, this feels really difficult. Those of us who are Christians, how in the world do I forgive someone? What does that mean? Here's one of the truths about forgiveness, and we'll expand on this a little bit during this half hour. Forgiveness is for your good. It may be nothing to them. Some of us are carrying around unforgiveness, and the other person that you're not forgiving doesn't give a rip. Let's just be honest. They're moving on in their life. Forgiveness is something that happens within our spirit. It's a decision that we make. And let me just say, there's a big difference between forgiveness and consequences. There's a difference between forgiveness and boundaries. We're to forgive someone, but we're not to stand in their way all the time and be run over by them. Or put our hand in the door and let them slam the door on our hand, as it were, emotionally and otherwise, right? And so there are limits, but forgiveness is something that's really, really powerful. And then third, and we're going to get into these today and on the second show we'll be doing on this topic, is what I call the circle of control. That's our featured lesson for this month, is the reality is, folks, you control about 2 or 3 feet from where you stand right now. What you say, what you do, well, your attitude, the words that come out of your mouth, the food that goes in your mouth, right? That's it. And we have very, very little control, maybe influence in the life of others, but not control. And so today we really want to unpack this thing about, how do we love people who are difficult? How do you love them? What do you do in a practical way? Just a quote from George Bernard Shaw, who, by the way, was no theologian or believer, but he made an interesting statement. I want to kind of add to it. He says, "Don't wrestle with pigs. You both get dirty and the pig likes it." Now, I'm not saying the people who are difficult in your life are pigs, please. I'm making a point. The point is, when we wrestle with people who are difficult, and I mean wrestle emotionally and all the games that can go on, we become like the people we hang around with. That's the point of that little saying, that little quote. And so today, to really learn, to understand God's wisdom and intention for dealing with difficult people in your life. All right. I want you to join the discussion if you'd like. We got more calls we'll get to who've commented on this. And this is intentional living, and this is real life. Not one of our fun topics. It's difficult. 888-888-1717. Let's go. Sarah, you're first in Kansas. Welcome to the show today.
Yes, thank you. I just am glad to be here. I'm glad to have God in my life and thankful for it.
Well, I'm glad you called. What prompted you to call?
The response to, I had a response to the lady who had just talked about her mom and how much hate she's feeling inside. And I just wanted to offer her some advice maybe to help her.
Go for it.
I had an alcoholic mom who was a hateful person and had spent all my life just not liking her, not wanting to be around her, just hating her. And with God's wisdom, I have learned to set boundaries with her. And when she wants to act like that and be like that, I just completely drop her out of my life. That doesn't mean that I don't love her. There were times in my life I felt like I didn't love her anymore, but I do. I just completely shut her out of my life for my health, my benefit. And, when she's ready to choose to be a person that wants to love and enjoy life, I will let her back in for a little while, but then, if she starts again, I completely cut her off again, because I'm not going to live my life in a situation where she wants to try and ruin my life.
Does she know this? Does she know that you've set these boundaries for her?
Yes, and I've made that aware to her, and that's what you have to do. You have to tell them, I am setting boundaries against you because you cannot make appropriate choices in your life. And I'm not doing this for you. I'm doing this for me, whether you like it or not. And know that I love you, but I can't be around you until you make appropriate choices.
All right. Boundaries. That comes up a lot. Boundaries was first written, I think, the book, I don't know, back in the 80s or so. And it really is a word picture. And I know it can be misunderstood and, frankly, it can be misapplied. You know, I've heard, you know, in the work that I do, I've been around a lot of people throughout the boundary word. And in my view, at least, sometimes they're not really the necessary or appropriate or overreactive boundaries. But I hear what Sarah's saying, and certainly what Niola was saying. There's a point where you have people in your life who are destructive emotionally, relationally, sometimes physically, and otherwise. You simply have to do what Sarah was reminding us. You have to put some boundaries in place in a strong, loving, positive way. Just like the Bible verse says, to the extent that it lies within you, live at peace with people. There are times, however, that doesn't work. And you have to put some of these boundaries in place. And doing so with firmness, being healthy, and not getting sucked into being enmeshed. In fact, there was an article by, let me see, who was this written by? I'll find it here. I have the name, but I don't have it in front of me. Oh, here it is, by Dr. Susan Hass. She made the statement, those who get enmeshed with people with destructive personalities tend to be optimistic, long-suffering, and loyal. And frankly, those are some of the characteristics we should have as believers, right? We want to be optimistic, long-suffering. The Bible says that. We want to be loyal. And as a result, sometimes we can go too far, because I believe we don't do a favor to another person by allowing them to be destructive in your life or the lives of others. Difficult topic. All right. And maybe the difficult person is just an irritant of a bad habit that drives you nuts. I don't know. But come and join us. What have you learned? What is God teaching you? How do we do this intentionally? And again, I want to talk about boundaries, expectations, forgiveness, and circle of control. We'll get to those in a moment. Join us at 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Second Corinthians chapter 5, Paul says, and he's talking to the church at Corinth here, and he's instructing them, and he says, if it seems that we are crazy, it is to bring glory to God, and if we are in our right minds, isn't that a beautiful way of picturing it? Hey, if I'm crazy to you, or if I'm seeming like I'm in my right mind, either way, it's for your benefit. Either way, Christ's love controls us. That's an excerpt from the lesson this month, which happens to be, incidentally, on this topic of circles of control, your circle of control. It will be very practical and enormously helpful for those of you, especially if you're dealing with this topic of your regular people in your life. Where is it? It's up on our website. Just go to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. I think you click on listen. I think that's where it is. And it'll be there for you, theintentionallife.com. Difficult people. Joanna in Michigan. How are you, Joanna?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Why difficult people? Are you experiencing that? What have you learned?
Well, I want to say that there's lots of difficult people in our lives, like a lot of people.
Yeah, like all of us, right?
It could be your family. It could be, it could be people at the grocery store. It could be anybody. But what the Lord taught me is you're in control of one thing, and that's yourself and your response. So, you know, when it comes to, like, family and things like that, I've just learned that you have to have boundaries for yourself. You know, whether it be the amount of time that you spend with them, how you take certain things. But what I do, like, if I'm around them and they're not good to me, right, I'll go home and I'll pray about it. And it comes back to the fact that it's how they've been raised and how their life has been, I feel.
Yeah.
And stuff they haven't dealt with, it has nothing really to do with you most of the time.
Yeah, right.
And so I look at it that way. I know that I have complete peace now from my parents that have hurt me, lots of people that have hurt me. I don't have that feeling anymore because I don't let it affect me. I know that they have been through some kind of trauma or something that makes them that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgive them. And that provides me with peace so I can be peaceful to other people and good to people.
Yeah.
Even if they irritate me. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. That's the definition of the circle of control. You know, I control this 2 or 3 feet from where I stand, what I say, what I do. And frankly, I can control what I allow coming into the circle in terms of the impact it has on me. Now, here's my belief on boundaries. Boundaries sometimes need to be very firm, very strong, and permanent for lots of reasons, abuse and other things. But let's be careful not to use the term boundary to keep people from impacting our life so we can grow. Because people can rub us wrong, but what do we learn from people? And I mean, people are close to you in the workplace. Maybe instead of putting up a boundary and saying, this person's a pain in the neck, is to find out why they're a pain in the neck and have a ministry to them. In other words, defining the relationship with another person. And if you allow a person into your circle, do so in a way that they don't dominate or control you, but you have an opportunity, maybe a positive impact in their life. People who are hurting will hurt other people. And it's important to know sometimes what they need more than a boundary is someone to care for them. Now, I know that's not easy, especially the more impact they have on your life when they're close to you, parents, siblings, and so on. Those are really powerful relationships. But to be mature when it comes to that is an important thing in my view and in my work with people. All right, thank you. Let me go to Deborah. Deborah is where is she? Line 4, Deborah in New Mexico. How are you today?
Doing wonderful. How are you doing, sir?
Good. Go right ahead. What's your comment?
Well, there's a lot of emotions going on right now. Lots of scriptures and everything, you know. But the Lord's coming back soon, and we have to overcome a lot of things. And you know, if we don't have trials in our life, we won't know what we need to overcome, and we've got to lay the flesh down. And I'm being fought every day in my own family, in my own life, in my own home. And God said, I didn't come to bring peace, but a sword, until we all line up to the sword, which is the word of God. You won't have peace. So just do whatever you have to do to get peace. Let people know who you are in Him, and let them know that, you know, you put Him first. My God is my everything. I love Him with my soul, and I will not allow anything to come between it. But I'm trying to maintain a spirit of integrity and love and meekness, trying to just walk the walk.
Yeah.
Because I want to be saved, and I want to overcome with all my heart, and I'm going to make it.
Yeah, there's a lot there, Deborah, what you're saying. That's true. I mean, we all face it. I really encourage each of us in our relationships with other people to really understand that verse I shared a little bit ago from Romans, where Paul says, to the extent that it lies within you, live at peace with everyone, which forces us to stop and say, to what extent can I live at peace and can I have a good relationship with this person? What is my responsibility? How am I contributing maybe to triggering things in their life that I ought not be triggering? Okay. And I know there's a balance. This is one of those topics that they're going to set off all sorts of trigger emotions in a lot of people today. I get it. Things are going to be said, misunderstood, and so on. But use whatever's happening emotionally in your life right now that God can grow you to understand, okay, what's going on and how can I be more intentional in terms of my relationships here? All right. Thank you, Deborah. Let's go to Lorraine in New Mexico. Hi there, Lorraine. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, hi, Brother Randy.
Hi.
I just wanted to make a comment about the lady that had called in with her problems
right.
with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And I still am going through a similar situation with my son. I adopted this boy when he was 14 months old. Well, he came to be placed in my home when he was 14 months old. Later on, I adopted him. He was in and out of foster homes, but I finally got him back and adopted him when he was 9. And then he stayed with us for a while, and now he's...
Is the difficulty with his relationship towards you or your relationship toward him?
Well, the last 5 or 6 years, he's really been in a lot of trouble with drugs and the wrong kind of people and things like that. And now he is got himself in a bad situation, and it's just really hard to talk to him. But
how old is he now?
Keep praying. Well, he's 22.
Do you have a relationship with him? Can you talk to him and share with him and so on?
I was able to until a few months ago, and then some things happened to
yeah.
it. But and he stole and lied and done all kinds of things, and yeah, I just can't communicate with him like I want to. But the thing that's helped me the most, there was a song on Family Life Radio. It's called "I Speak the Name of Jesus Over You."
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what.
Yep.
Whoever sings it. But every time I hear that song come on the radio, I raise my hands and pray that song over my son. And it's just helped me cope with so much going on, you know. And it's still hard to talk about it. And there's a lot of stuff going on right now that he wound up in jail. So I just can't yeah. talk to him about the things I want to.
Well, Lorraine, listen, the story's not done yet. Final chapter is not written yet. You're a very caring, loving mom, and you know what would be better for your son, the decisions he could make that would make him healthier and better. You see it. And you're in the waiting station right now. Hate being there. But every time you hear that song, you do raise your hands and your heart and pray over your son. In fact, let us all pray for your son right now and others who are listening right now, and you have a son, a daughter, a relationship that's broken and it's painful, and you want something better in that relationship. Lord, that's what our prayer need is today. That's what our request is. We've just scratched the surface on this topic. This is a big deal. Satan loves to weasel his way into the relationships that we have with people. Instead of following what your intention is for our life and our relationships, we go off on our own nonsense and direction, and it gets us into traps and into pits. I pray for Lorraine, for Deborah and Joanna and others who've called and those who are trying to get through, many thousands listening who are struggling, that today they would find hope and help and understanding that as they submit that loved one, that person, that relationship to you, stay in their circle of control and follow the biblical advance command that in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make our request known to you, and then you bring the peace. I pray that for everyone listening today. Amen.
Nobody likes being out of control, but no one can control everything. And the circle of things we can control is actually pretty small.
How we deal with this circle of controlling ourselves is going to impact everything else in our life. I believe that 95% of our success in life, spiritually, relationally, in our marriages and our family, is in this circle.
In Dr. Randy's teaching titled Circles of Control, he talks about the issue of control and how we can live a better life by having the right perspective on what we control. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting the Intentional
theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Thank you, Kurt. Thank you for your prayers and your support for Intentional Living. We're helping lots of people through God's message, His word, His truth. We just get to be the mouthpiece, and we enjoy doing it. I thank those of you who are praying for us, financially supporting us. If you believe what you're hearing being said, this is something you say, hey, I can get behind this. Would you come and join us? We're part of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio. Your support for Intentional Living allows me and our team here to do what we do. You can call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com. Thank you, and God bless you for your support for Intentional Living.
My son was an addict, and I feared I was never, I thought I was going to be going to his funeral. He was so bad. And every day I would pray. I would pray to God because that's what I was taught to do. Just pray. God will take care of it. I didn't understand that until about 2 years ago. I'm praying over my son again. I'm losing my mind because I don't know where he is. I don't know if he's okay. And God said, literally, God said, hope. Every day you pray over your son multiple times. And then you go back and you pick him up. Because you go and do and look and try to find and try to make it okay, whatever it is, you're in my way. I can't do what you're asking me to do because you're in my way. You're either going to trust that I am going to be there because you're showing me you're not. And that was a real punch in my heart because I really assumed I was doing everything right. I pray every day. Every day I pray for my son and God's going to make it all right. And then I would show him how much I didn't trust him by going back, trying to find him, trying to chase him around. And God said, get out of my way.
I'll tell you what, we just scratched the surface. There were some things I wanted to say and get to on how do you honor people that are not acting honorably towards you? How do you set boundaries and all of this? I'll tell you what, we're going to do a second show on this topic right now and record it so we can air it next week, Tuesday. And so if you want to join us, something you have learned about difficult people that have helped has helped you, give me a call right now at 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717. Here's a verse in closing today. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. I think that's a pretty good way to close the show. I'm Dr. Randy for our Intentional Living family. We're praying for you. Love you guys. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living, which is a ministry of Intentional Life Media.